Support for WVIK comes from Kathleen Collins at the Dragonfly in Bettendorf. Using both conventional and alternative counseling methods for empowerment to help create change for individuals and couples. More information is at KathleenCollinsCounseling.com.
Good morning from the WVIK newsroom in the Quad Cities. I'm Joseph Leahy. Iowa's state auditor says a former city clerk in Conesville near Muscatine could face criminal charges for making $127,000 worth of improper payments. Iowa Public Radio's James Kelly reports.
The investigation by the state auditor's office showed the former city clerk made the payments over a period of 9 months, ending in April 2024. She approved nearly $50,000 in improper payments to herself through payroll and other reimbursements, and spent another $12,000 using the city's debit card. State Auditor Rob Sand says it's important for local government officials to share duties to improve accountability.
We need to make sure that it isn't one person who has the keys to the kingdom. We also need to make sure that we've got good oversight, right? We need to make sure that our city and our county officials, all of our elected officials, are always saying, show us the bank accounts. We want to see what's going on.
Sand says the consequences that the city clerk faces will be up to law enforcement officials. I'm James Kelly, IPR News.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention confirms a person has tested positive for West Nile virus in southern Illinois. The Illinois Department of Public Health said Tuesday it's the state's earliest human case of West Nile virus in the year since 2016. The unnamed individual remains hospitalized. The virus has been found in mosquitoes in 19 counties so far this year in Illinois, including Bureau, Henry, and Stark counties. A new report says Illinois is facing a housing shortage of 142,000 homes. WBEZ's Isabella Nieto has more.
According to the report, Illinois would need to build 45,000 homes every year for 5 years to meet demand. Report co-author Frank Manzo is an economist at the Illinois Economic Policy Institute. He says the shortage is due to a lack of housing inventory, high demand, and restrictions on home building across the state.
The problem we currently have is that there are not enough homes available, and what is available is much more expensive than it used to be, and you simply cannot buy what you can't afford.
Manzo also says streamlining the home construction process and easing zoning restrictions could help close the gap. I'm Isabella Nieto.
Illinois has been home to the highest percentage of out-of-state abortion seekers in the country 3 years after Roe v. Wade was overturned. Chicago Abortion Fund Executive Director Megan J. Yeffo says Illinois is now a national access point for abortion care. She says her organization received calls from 16,000 people based in 41 different states last year.
What you carry when you are forced to go through hoop after hoop to access an abortion that you know is best for your life and your family's life, that's enduring.
Nearly 40% of abortions in Illinois last year were for patients traveling from other states, according to the Guttmacher Institute. That's over 35,000 abortions to out-of-state abortion seekers. Central Iowa Water Works has been fielding a lot of questions about testing and treating drinking water to make sure it meets federal standards. Iowa Public Radio's Rachel Kramer reports that's due to elevated nitrate levels in the Des Moines and Raccoon Rivers.
Lisa Morand, a chemist at Des Moines Water Works, carries vials of water across the lab.
So this is where we do the nitrate testing. This instrument is called an ion chromatograph.
It's smaller than a mini fridge and costs more than $100,000. It measures minuscule amounts of nitrate and other contaminants. Morand says her team uses it to test samples from the river and water at different stages of the treatment process.
We can adjust how much we treat based on demand, based on concentration of nitrate in the rivers.
When levels get too high, this plant can turn on a nitrate removal facility and blend treated water to keep nitrate levels below the federal drinking water limit. The lawn watering ban reduces pressure on the system, allowing it to keep pace with nitrate removal. I'm Rachel Kramer, IPR News.
The Muscatine County Sheriff's Office is investigating a fatal vehicle collision on Burlington Road early Tuesday morning. Officials report a black Volkswagen Passat traveling at a high speed crossed the center lane and struck a black Chevy Caprice. Daniel Lincoln, driving the Volkswagen, was airlifted to a local hospital. The identity of the deceased driver was withheld pending family notification. This is WVIK News.